Good morning. I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. How are you doing this morning? Here we are again, our daily discipline, our morning ritual. You and me, two like-minded people, we check in every single day to think about what it is we really want in life. No. What we really want. If we could not fail, we constantly ask ourselves, what is it that we want? What are the achievements? What are the feelings? What are the experiences? What are the material things? Whatever it is to you, whatever you value, we take the time to think about it. Then we step backwards and we go, well, if that's what I really want, am I thinking in a manner to get those things? And you know what? Maybe if you've never had those things, maybe you don't know how to think in a way to get there. So that's why we constantly have to stimulate thought. That's the purpose of these podcasts. We may have to think in a way we've never, ever thought before, especially if we have those goals, those things that we want that we're not getting any closer to. You know, they're just goals written down on a piece of paper. But for whatever reason, we're working hard, we're being positive, we think we're doing all the right things, but we're not getting any closer. And that's usually because it's a place we've never been before. We haven't surrounded ourselves with the people who are actually achieving those things, experiencing those things that we want. We're not hanging around those people. And so we continue to think in a manner and continue to take action that gets us somewhere where we've always been going before. And boy, I tell you, I know that feeling. Boy, when I was a competitive bodybuilder, that's all I want to build more muscle, lose body fat, win the upcoming contest. I built a whole way of thinking and taking action around that. And that was awesome because that was my goal. I have the privilege of talking to you today because of all that extreme focus. But when I stopped competing and I set my sights on other things, I didn't know how to think like a person who had the things that I wrote down in my dream life or on my goal sheet. It took a lot of this type of reflection, the things that we do on this Morning Connection podcast. It took a lot of that. And it continues because I had so many years of thinking in a certain manner. It's not about how hard I was working. It wasn't about if my heart was in the right place. And I just didn't think like a person who was actually going to achieve those things in life. And if you don't think that way, you're not going to take the right actions. You're not even going to know the right actions to take. So something that you and I, figuring out this game, this challenge, this puzzle, this combination lock about life and getting what we really want, something we constantly have to think about. And so, you know, you and I are both served by listening to this connection every single morning, this Morning Connection podcast. And I'm happy to provide that value for you. Thank you so much for taking the time. So many people to listen to and read their comments and the blogs and their opinions and what their belief, their truth of how the world works and doesn't work. And you're taking the time to listen to me. I really appreciate that. I'm flattered that you're taking the time to do this. I want to provide more and more value to you. I'm here for you. We're building that trust. In the back of your mind, you're learning. You can click on my Facebook page, my iTunes channel, skiplacour.com, wherever you are. You first go on the website to listen to this Morning Connection podcast that you've fallen in love with, that you've made a part of your daily ritual. We're building the trust that I will not let you down. That in this world, maybe people have broken your trust in the past before. People don't do what they say. You know, you get in this pattern of believing somebody and you build somewhat of your life around them and they let you down. Maybe you have, you know, experiences like that in the past, and I know I have. And it works on your brain and your mind in ways that you don't know. You start believing that nobody will come through for you. And when you start believing that nobody's going to come through, or people very rarely come through, or people don't do what they say, or whatever these negative thoughts, what you do is you start shying away from situations of people that are do have good intentions, who can really help you, but you get so jaded to believe that people aren't there for you, that you try to do it all yourself, and you don't even know it. And you're just missing out on so many opportunities to have people in your life to help you get all those things in life you want. So in my small way here, I want to recondition your brain to put a jackhammer to that way of thinking, saying, hey, in this world where maybe my trust has been broken in people, I know that I can do a couple clicks on skiplacour.com every morning, and Skip comes through. Maybe there are people that I can trust, and you can extrapolate the feelings and this trust that we built, that I'm here for you, that I come through in this podcast. And maybe that's true of a lot more people in this world. Yeah, you've been hurt before. Yeah, people have let you down. You've been screwed over before. That doesn't mean that everybody is like that. And, you know, you got to just put faith in people, trust in people, if you're really going to get the things in life that you want. So I will not let you down. Thanks for putting your faith in me. Thanks for your comments. Boy, I really appreciate the comments, how much you're really loving this Morning Connection podcast. Your likes, your shares, your retweets, you're getting the message out. I really appreciate it because it's really making me more effective and efficient and using my time wisely, because I can pump out this information, this inspiration, and more people get to hear about it. Thank you so much for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition. That's my business. That's how I support my family. That's part of the reason why I'm up here every single morning, bright and early, giving value to you to create that win-win situation. You know, I know you're passionate about bodybuilding and training. I know you're getting your 100% MM25 whey protein isolate somewhere. Why not get it from that guy who makes you feel so good, that's helping you out, making you commit and focus to the things in life that you really want? Why not support that guy who's helping you so much? So thank you so much for your continued support of Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition. Hey, let's go into our daily disciplines, our mental and emotional conditioning, right? So what are those things? What was that thing yesterday that really impressed you? That with your high standards, with all the things that you expect, all the things you've done in the past, what was that one thing that you stepped up and in some big way or some small way or some way that's in between that you stepped up and you can look back? And that was the one thing, that was the most significant thing yesterday. Maybe not in your whole life, maybe not for the month, maybe you've accomplished a lot of things, but yesterday there was that one thing that impressed you most about yourself. It built confidence. You stepped up. What was that one thing? And did you know that yesterday? Then what was that cool moment where you sat back and said, wow, life is cool. I'm experiencing something. I'm noticing something, you know, about me that is really cool. What was that moment for you? And did you realize that when you listened to this morning podcast, Morning Connection podcast today, that that was going to be the cool moment you thought about when I asked this question like I'm doing right now? Well, I'll tell you, I'm going to get into this a little bit during this podcast. For me, that cool moment when I realized, man, you know, my mental conditioning, maybe I'm on the right track, is when, I kind of got into some observations, got some debates on probably a negative subject with a Facebook friend and his point of view on certain things. And it's about a negative topic. And I can really tell that he was deeply affected. He was offended by something that he was really positive about, something he's really passionate about. He had a lot of negative feedback about. And, his presentation was, in my opinion, was really coming from a very defensive point of view, trying to address the negativity surrounding his point of view. But it was really, to me, like a really defensive way. Where, you know, it's really, in my opinion, you know, people think whatever they're going to think, that, you know, he wasn't really going to change anybody's mind. But I understand the attempt. And I spent a couple, you know, hours thinking and conversing back with him. And the cool moment for me was, wow, you know what? I really don't spend a lot of time focusing on the negative things, things that I can't change. I mean, there's so many positive things, this positive direction that you can go in your life, right? There's so many things that, you know, why mix it up in things, other people's thoughts and opinions that may be different than yours, that may be negative. There's so many negative things out in the world, but there's so many positive things, right? And it just, for a moment, I realized how I spend the vast majority of my time focusing on the positive things, how I want to make a difference in a positive way, not trying to really focus on the negative and complaining about it and talking about it anyway. So, you know, the first thing I want to talk about, and this is an observation, and this is, you know, you and I with our bodybuilding and training, there's this big renaissance. And I guess it's always been around in the bodybuilding and training world. And that's the science of bodybuilding and training, physical development, weight training, cardiovascular training, nutrition, building a better physique in the science. And I am coming to the belief that science, all right, and so much emphasis on science is doing more harm than good. Now, let me explain that. First of all, I should explain that I believe that you should constantly be looking for more effective and efficient strategies. You should utilize science as much as you can. Just don't do it the way you've always done it. You know, always searching for research and studies. But more than anything, what you're going to have to do is actually implement any research that you find to be, I don't know, the most cutting edge. Or if you hang out in a group and you're the type of person that needs the validation of everybody else and you get in this group think, this consensus that this is the best way to go, which that's going to be a challenge to begin with. Okay, that's fine. So you grabbed your scientific strategy. That is just the beginning. And this is what I mean by I'm wondering if science is doing more harm than good, because I just see so many young guys, you know, 21, 22, I don't know, 25. And at the very most, they have a couple years of training under their belt. Okay? Hey, we've all been there. There's no problem with that. All right? And hell, 25 years old, a couple years of training, that's probably when you're the most passionate. So I have a lot of respect for those people. Trust me, I've been there, right? The challenge comes is when they take so much comfort in the fact that they have the right scientific strategy. Okay, they have a training program that everybody agrees this is cutting edge science. This is the quote unquote right way to do it, all right? Or a nutritional strategy and approach that is the most scientific approach, right? And that's kind of like the end-all be-all. And so, you know, they apply this training strategy or eating strategy or both, and, you know, with a limited amount of time of training. And look, I don't care how long you've been training. You know, your desire to want to become better and better, you're always going to doubt yourself. You're always going to doubt if, can I get bigger? Can I be stronger? Can I be more effective? Can I be more efficient? Is there a better way to do that? And I don't care if you're, you know, using science to base every direction you go, every strategy that you actually implement. But, you know, you're going to have, it's all going to be about you and how focused you are. How badly do you want it? I mean, look, to say that everybody who works out in the gym or goes on a nutritional plan, that they all want it. They all want the results the same. That's just not how the human brain works. That's not how people organize their lives. Just the person who really wants it, who wants it more badly than the other person, that's going to really affect the results they get from the scientific strategy, right? I mean, let's just assume it's the most cutting-edge scientific strategy and the most cutting-edge scientific approach to nutrition. Still, after you have that, it's going to be a lot on you. How important is it to you to get to the gym, put your, you know, all your effort and attention to get the most out of it? You know, it's not as important to some people as it is to others, even though people think it's really important to them. You know, if you have a bodybuilding contest, and I know most people who, you know, listen to my podcast, read my material, they have no interest. It may be just a slight interest in maybe someday entering a contest. I know that's not what motivates a lot of people. At the same time, though, if you were to enter a bodybuilding contest and you took it really seriously and you knew you're going to be getting on stage with your banana hammock and you were going to invite all your friends and people from your gym were going to be there, and the weeks are counting down, 12 weeks, 11 weeks, 10 weeks, I'm telling you, that sense of urgency, you will do everything humanly possible to get that one more rep, to add 5 more pounds, to get to the gym on time, to get all your meals eaten on schedule with no variation, no rationalization. You would have incredibly high standards, higher than just training and looking good if you had that contest, right? It's like I use the analogy is, you know, what would you do for $1 million? Would you, could you be so disciplined? Could you die trying, making stuff happen, making your goals happen if you were to get $1 million and you really believed that? Your mind would go into the stratosphere if you really believed that what you're doing was so worth it, your values, it was that important to you, all right? So all your time, energy, effort, your mental capabilities, your emotional capabilities, they would be stretched to the limit. You would really push yourself, you know, because of that overall goal. And that's so important because, and there's so many varying degrees of that, right? Every 22-year-old guy who has the most cutting-edge scientific strategy, or every 22-year-old guy who has the most cutting-edge nutritional strategies, and with, let's just say they both have, let's just take two, with 3 years of training, let's say, they don't go after it the same manner. There is so much variation, the amount of effort and follow through, that desire, that passion in the heart, that fire in the belly. There's so many different varying degrees. And, you know, my challenge is with so many people relying on the science only is that, you know, when you haven't figured out a way, we haven't done the gut check, you don't spend time like we do on this Morning Connection podcast really questioning if you are really all in, if you are really implementing everything that you know to the fullest. And if you, without that constant evaluation and assessment, are you really all in? You're not going to get the most out of your cutting-edge scientific strategy. You're not going to get the most out of your nutritional plan, and you may not even know it. Desire is the foundation to all accomplishment and achievement. And it's just my concern that a lot of these guys, they're using these strategies. They get complacent. They think they've done everything humanly possible. I mean, just think of in your life. Let's just take it outside of the gym. What was that one thing that you really wanted and you got on this journey to achieve it? It could have been school, it could have been sports, I don't know, it could have been, I don't know, anything, your financial situation. And you tried and tried and tried, your heart was in a good place, you wrote down all your goals, you believed that you were doing everything possible, and you just couldn't get it. You just couldn't make it happen. And then somewhere along, maybe it was, I don't know, your back was against the wall, you had a deadline. There, you had no other option to succeed. You couldn't, you were done talking about, you're sick and tired of having this thing on your list and not getting closer to those goals. You just had enough. You hit a threshold. And then all of a sudden, you use the same approach, the same strategy, you found a way to make it work because your thinking changed. Right? Think of that in the gym. I mean, think about that outside of the gym with something that you accomplished. Do you have that thing that you can reference? Well, you know, that's what happens in the gym. People, you know, these young guys, they're, you know, getting this awesome scientific strategy and nutritional approach, you know, and they're not, they don't have the power behind it to make it work, but they're happy because they have the right strategy that everybody can agree with them. And so it's because of their genetic limits. They're so focused in on, you know, what's possible and what's not possible as a drug-free bodybuilder. And then when they see people who have really achieved a lot, you know, they say, well, that person's either on drugs or they just have tremendous genetics. I mean, just outrageous genetics. They can do anything and they would get awesome results. You know, because that has, those have to be the reasons why that person can achieve more than me in the same period of time. It has to be that way because I have the right strategies. No, no, just something for you to think about. There's, you know, I'm not saying that everybody can achieve the same results. I'm not saying there aren't genetic limitations. And I'm certainly not saying don't use the most cutting-edge scientific training and eating strategies. I'm just saying that's just the beginning. That's just the beginning of the process. Man, you got to milk it for everything it's worth. You got to question everything you're doing if you're applying it with the same passion, intensity, drive. Are you even interpreting the science the way that it should? Or are you just assuming that you're doing it right, even though you're not getting the results? So, and the other thing that I want to talk about this morning is, and I kind of just talked about it, is how I spent this time focusing in on this really negative, clouded subject. And it really doesn't matter. This isn't a podcast that I want to do to talk about specifics. But just think about something in your life. I don't know. It could be, I don't know, the trial of the century on TV. Or, you know, really, unless, you know, the war, you know, negative people in your environment are what they're doing. People in your neighborhood are in your social circles. And all you do is talk about, you know, how immoral that person is or the things they're doing wrong or all the war in the world or, you know, all these negative things. You know, and what good is that really doing? Now, I understand that, you know, questioning the status quo or questioning things, there is a real, you know, value in that. Somebody has to make people think. But this is about you and your life and what you have to do to be happy and to succeed at the and achieve the quality of life that you really want. And you got to ask yourself the question, are you willing to take a bullet for everybody else? And are you really changing anything by all your focus on these negative things in the world, right? You know, it's like, I don't know, some of these talk radio show hosts or television hosts, these are just so into, you know, the negativity of politics, let's say. And they have radio shows or talk shows. Every single day is to look at a person or a politician, right, and just really think about how terrible this person is, how their intentions are all wrong. They spend all their time focusing on the negative. I think there's a lot of people in the bodybuilding and training world where, you know, I know it's their belief that they're righting the wrongs of the world, but they just get so sucked up in the negativity they look for. Now, okay, if that's your thing, that's awesome, right? But there is a price to pay for that. If you always look for the negative things in people and in the world or in your, even in the world of, you know, something that's supposed to bring you joy and passion, just your little thing, bodybuilding, and all you look for are the negative people and the negative things and how much it sucks, you're going to internalize that, not just in your mind, but in your body, right? It's not uncommon. I like to, you know, I've learned a lot about comedians through podcasts. A lot of comedians seem to have podcasts. And some of them, and they're very open about it, are, you know, the most miserable people in the world. And they admit that. And it's because, you know, they spent their career is built, you know, on negativity, the stupid things that people do, the inconsistencies in human behavior. Hey, and all they do is think about it everywhere they go, whether they're on the plane, in the grocery store, how stupid people are, how hypocritical people are, or how mean people are, whatever, to make jokes about it. And I don't think there's any coincidence that they're not happy people. Some of those talk show hosts that I mentioned, you know, sometimes they talk about their personal problems. I mean, all you're doing is focusing on the negative people. I mean, I think it's been pretty well established that a lot of these Hollywood actors, they really get into their roles. And if they're a criminal, they're a drug addict, prostitute, or whatever it is, they go into roles studying to become the best. And they talk about the effects because that's where their mind, they became that person, right, for their role. Maybe it's a multi-million dollar role and their big chance to be a star in a movie. So they have incentive, right? But they talk about the damaging effect that all that focus, being in that place, becoming that person, had on their mind and their emotions and their, you know, their happiness or unhappiness. And so my thing is that, you know, look, you got to decide whatever you got to do. All right, you got to decide whatever you got to do. And I mentioned this one time before. I was talking to this one young YouTube guy, and he said to me, he goes, you know, Skip, you seem to think that the world is all great and people are all great. And these weren't his exact words, but he said, you know, maybe I had this Pollyanna view on life, you know, that all I do is look for the positive. I always think people are great and everything like that. You know, I told him, I said, you know, that's not it. I was at a place like you are, where all I'm doing is looking for the negative and the inconsistencies and how people are stupid. I mean, I don't really believe that I had a big chunk of my life or time in that place, but I know what it's like. And I know whatever positive things, you know, negative people are going to think you're the greatest in the world. If you keep on bringing up negative things or how stupid people are, or, you know, how unfair these things are or whatever, you're going to attract a whole bunch of negative people. And that may, you may get rewarded for that type of thinking, right? You are the iconoclast. You're the badass. You're the, I don't know, you're the guy, the shit stirrer, right? You're going to get rewarded because a lot of people, you know, appreciate that, think that's a value. You're saying stuff that they've always wanted to say or whatever. You're going to get a fan base. You're going to get rewarded for that behavior. All I'm just saying, there is a price to pay. You're going to start looking at everything that way. Everything, not just in your passionate area. You're going to start seeing people in the world that people are stupid, and this, because that's what you look for. You know, so I'm not saying that, you know, people, there aren't bad people. I'm certainly not saying that. I'm not saying that some people aren't stupid. Some people aren't fair. There's not liars, cheaters, crooks, dishonest people. I'm not saying that at all. All I'm just saying is, man, you are making a choice on what you choose to focus on that may have unintended consequences, all right, that all the good you think you're doing can be internally on your mind, how you see other situations. You may be cutting off so many opportunities because you're so conditioned to look for the negative in people, the negative in situations, the inconsistencies, where people are ripping you off. That's probably going to bleed into other areas of your life where it may not be true, and it certainly may not be true of every situation, versus, you know, you being intelligent in your approach, knowing what the difference is, and surrounding yourself with the people. You've used your discerning abilities to surround yourself with positive people who are going in a positive direction, and spending all that energy there. I don't know, just something for you guys to think about. I understand that there is value. You can get a lot of pats on the back. Oh, great, Joe, man, you're seeing stuff that other people are afraid to say. You might even believe all that. I'm not saying that's not true. I'm just consider the price that you're paying for your overall quality of life. It may not be worth just a few dozen likes on your Facebook page to always have something, some observation about how crappy this world is, how stupid people are. All right. You know, look on your Facebook page or your Twitter page, right? And tell them, and now that I'm going to say this, I want you to take a look at it. When you see a negative comment roll through your feedback, right? And some guy makes some observation, you know, I'm so sick and tired of, I don't know, these Republicans or these Democrats, the hypocrisy of it all, or whatever, people are this, or whatever. You know, I can think of many. I've got a couple Facebook pages with a lot of people, so a lot of things roll, you know, through my Facebook pages. And I can think of one guy, you know, it's bitches be this. It's always some negative thing about women, all right? I'm not necessarily saying there's no humor in it. I'm not saying that it's not true, you know, but I tell you, every post is like that. So when you see people who always have something negative say, some negative observation, just click their page and just go back a couple months. And you'll see that they have, that's their identity now. Or it always has been. That's where they get the most praise. And they've blocked themselves into being addicted to that feeling of being the guy who always says something negative. I'm just saying there's a price to pay. You know, the one particular gentleman who always has bitches or this, you know, whatever derogatory, you know, thing about women. It's funny is because you could tell he loves women because every single post has something to do with women. But at the same time, you know, he's focusing on the negative part. And he also works as a bartender in a bar. So I just sit back and I just think, wow, how can he ever kind of really be in a loving, committed relationship? I mean, attract that person? I mean, I would think a healthy woman who is hearing a guy talk this way, share his thoughts. I don't know why a healthy woman would even want to be around him. What's in it for her? You know, healthy people hang around healthy people, right? And so, you know, a woman who can, you know, be with a guy whose bitches be this, bitches be that, whatever, on his Facebook page, who kind of sees that, hears that, it's got to manifest itself in other conversations throughout the day, don't you think? It's not just reserved for a Facebook page. Once you get yourself to think that and observe that around the world, it's like a comedian. He looks at everything as what's funny, what's odd, what's different, what's interesting. I mean, you know, that just becomes who you are. So a woman who is actually okay with that or tries to overlook that, who would be attracted to that type of relationship, well, there's going to be a challenge right there, don't you think? And so so now those two get together and just recreate the same thing. I mean, most of them may not have, no matter what their desire is, no matter what they might hope, they want intimacy and loving and trust in a relationship. But they may not be two people who know what that's all about or definitely how to think in the right way and actually make that happen. And then they attract each other. And then when they break up, they attract another person like themselves. And then it keeps perpetuating itself. Then, of course, they think all women are this or all men are that. So I'm just telling you, I'm not saying your observations are wrong. I'm not saying you're not providing a service. I'm not saying people don't like all this negativity you focus on and you bring up and you debate about. I'm just saying I'm worried about you. You know, you make your choices, but I'm just saying think about the bigger picture. Is this direction that you want to go, even though you may not be totally wrong, even though there are people who appreciate your, I don't kiss ass, I'm sorry, I just tell it like it is, or whatever you get rewarded for, the bigger price you might be paying for the overall quality of your life. I don't know, just something to think about, all right? I'm Skip LaCour. Hey, thanks for listening to this Morning Connection podcast. Have a great day. And we'll connect again tomorrow.